Team USA dominates. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? And has the Live Tour killed the President's Cup? All this and more on today's episode of the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 231 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and Ben is pounding a Busch Light. Wow, that's throwback right there. Throwback
to
college.
I've been in quarantine. That's all I had left in the fridge. I'm sorry.
All you had left. Okay. I'll give you a pass.
You came by the house. You should have brought me some beer. I need people to deliver stuff to me.
I was too scared.
Bub instead. That's all you did.
Exactly. Oh, man, we're ready to talk. Happy Monday. We're ready to talk about the President's Cup, the domination that we saw. But before we do that, tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. And let me tell you, they got a lot of my money this past weekend. Worst NFL betting.
He had a Ben Taylor casino night all
worst
on one Saturday.
NFL betting day of my life. Well, but it was tons of fun, and we have tons of fun using BetOnline. We use our coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV. Your first deposit, you get your 50% bonus. So give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back to play with. Man, you got Major League Baseball every single day. You got NFL three nights a week, college football three or four nights a week. I mean, it's just there's tons of stuff you can have fun doing, golf, all kind of stuff. And then you got an online casino if you're a degenerate and it's 2 a.m. and you just want to go –
You need to hit that $50. After all the upsets, you need to hit that casino tonight.
Yeah, go
you
run
get
through
that money
yeah,
back.
Go run through $50. You know, you could go play roulette if you want to. I don't know why you would, but they got it. But yeah, love those guys. Bet Online is where the game starts. Benjamin.
You.
The President's Cup was a little bit closer than we anticipated after the first couple of series when, you know, you go 4-1. Right out the gate, and then I think it was like 3-2, and then or maybe it was another 4-1.
Another 4-1.
Yeah, and we're like, man, could this thing actually be over on Saturday? Like, what happens if they go ahead and clinch it, get 14.5 points on or 15.5 points on Saturday? Like, do they just not play the singles? Like, what happens? Because it could have happened. Like, it was on pace to happen.
We talked about that on the last pod too, because Kyle and I were wrong on one thing. Is I was like, because Kyle told me, he said, no, there's no way they can clinch it. And then as I'm watching Friday, I forgot that they played 36 on Saturday.
Yeah, and but so they do one less match. They do.
I was texting you because when I texted you, remember on Friday?
Yeah.
The Americans were sweeping. And I told you, I said, if this is 5-0 today, and then they go 4-0 tomorrow, there's no reason to play Sunday. Like,
you don't have to.
There's no reason to play.
I would love to look that up to see if that's ever happened. Because
it has not, because this was this tied for the furthest that somebody's been down. That's what
really?
They said. Yeah, today. So no, it has not. Like, this is the worst it's ever been. Even going into Saturday, this is the worst it's ever been. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't see how it could be worse. I mean, nobody's ever swept both, right? I mean, you can't get gone 10-0 to start. But no, the international team actually made a charge in Saturday afternoon. They won the last series. I think it was 2-1. No, it was 3-1 maybe. 3-1 in the last series. I believe it was. They won.
3-1. It's 3-1-1, I think.
Yeah.
3-1 and one on the last.
Well, there's only four. They
played two, one, and one. It was 2-1-1. It was 2-1-1.
Yeah. So I mean, they won the last series. It was
they tied the first series on Saturday, and then they won the last one. 2-1.
Which basically makes it impossible. But when you're down that many points, it makes it borderline impossible to come back. And it just at the end of the day, they played for the most part. They played really good today. Or yesterday, you're listening to this on Monday. They played really good. I think it was 6 wins on the USA side, 5 wins on the international team, and they have won. So about as close as it can get on that day. And what's funny is their record in singles is actually really good. They're always so far behind that it never really does them any good. It's just kind of a weird format. And I think the language barriers for the team play, like the two man team plays, that always seems to be hinder them a little bit. They tried to kind of do the pairings where you'd have some of the same language guys together, but the Americans were just too much to start off with. And they couldn't dig their way.
Yeah.
Couldn't dig their way out. Anything to take away? Anything you want to add to that?
I will say that I actually was disappointed in Saturday's performance of the Americans. I really thought that it should have been a shellacking. And I know that they played the whole international said, you know, nobody thought, no, we didn't. We didn't think you could win. I mean, not only are you playing against some of the top golfers in the world on American soil, you got other guys that aren't even considered one of the top golfers that are just playing hot golf right now. I mean, if you would have told me that somebody like a Jordan Spieth would have been playing as well as he is, as crappy as he's played the last 3 years, I mean, that was shocking. And then, you know, you got Homa doing the same thing. And so I didn't expect him. And then for Scheffler not to do well at all, I didn't expect the international team to, I honestly thought it would be over by lunch on Sunday. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I
and it went late into the afternoon before they could actually clinch it. Now, yeah.
If I had a complaint, and I would say the Americans honestly did not do as well as they should have done. That's my opinion.
Okay. I mean, after the first two rounds, you have a point on, like you said, on Saturday, they go 2-2 in the beginning, in the first round, the first little wave, and then the second wave, the international team wins 3-1. So, they battled back, lose 17.5, 12.5. Xander got
that when we potted last week, though, Kyle. Remember I told you, I said, this should never be even close. Like, this should never.
Especially now.
Yeah. Bazudenhout, really?
I mean, yeah, Taylor Pendrith.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, I told you, the only guys that were playing well were the Asian guys, and they stood up and did their job like they were supposed to do. And so they kept it close, but still, I just did not. I was thoroughly disappointed in the Americans' Saturday performance that I think they could have gone in. And maybe it's good that that didn't happen, because then they actually got, I think, a
made
little
it
nervous.
Kind of interesting,
I think they decided to play a little bit on Sunday. But I think they could have kind of rested on their laurels a little bit if they would have just blown them out on Saturday too. But I enjoyed it. We've said it before on this podcast, whether it's me, whether it's Nate, whether it's you, I think there needs to be more match play golf throughout the year.
Team golf, match play golf. Yes. Luckily we get to watch at least 14 tournaments of team golf a little bit. So
yeah,
on the LIV tour, but maybe the PGA tour will adopt some of that. Let's give a MVP. Let's give out your MVP, MVP of the American team, and then give your MVP for the international team.
For the American team, I got to go with a guy, Max Homa. He has just been hot. He went undefeated. I know that he didn't play in as many matchups as others, but he still went 4-0. And did not lose. He's playing great golf right now. He won coming in, won at the end of the season as well. He just seemed to enjoy it and soak it up. So for the American team, I got to go with Max Homa. And for the international team, everybody really loved Tom Kim because of his one putt on Saturday.
He made a lot of shots.
But my guy is Siwoo Kim, man. I mean, he got his win today against JT. JT's a Mr. All-American, and Siwoo did not back down. He was pumped up. He gave the shush to the crowd. He did the fist pumps and really pissed JT off, and everything that JT threw at him, he handled. So my MVP for the international team is Siwoo Kim.
Good deal. So my MVP is going to be way too obvious, but my MVP for the American team, USA, is obviously Jordan Spieth. Big shout out. He finally gets his first win in a singles in an international format, Ryder Cup, President's Cup, whatever. He gets his first singles win. Just played solid pretty much all week, all weekend, 5-0. That's big. That's big to go out there and go 5-0. That's huge. So I really like Tom Kim. I like his personality, but One guy that I feel like we pooped on a little bit, and he ended up playing really good, and he didn't get as many opportunities as everybody else, was Sebastian Munoz.
He did.
Sebastian Munoz goes out there, goes 2-0-1, and takes down Scottie Scheffler, and it wasn't really close. It was 2-1, but he pretty much had control the whole time. You know, he won. They took down Tony Finau and Kevin Kisner. On that first or that last wave on Saturday, him and Sung J.M. And then they tied their match with Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns, the worst team ever in the history of the Ryder Cup. Never pair them together again, Davis Love. So, yeah, I mean, we made fun of him, Flex Seal. But,
yeah,
he came out there and he played good and he earned 2 points, which he only got to play in 3 matches out of the what? 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the 5. Most guys have played at least, you know, a lot of guys play at least 4, but he made the most of his opportunity. So, and he was fired up too today to take, I mean, it's big. You get to take down the master champ. I mean, that's a big deal.
And number one in the world.
Number one in the world. You take down number one in the world. So props to Sebastian Munoz, even though Scotty's playing like crap. And we will get, we will get to that here in just a second. But first, we got to talk about Blue Tees.
Yes.
Blue Tees rangefinders are, I mean, they are absolutely elite. They have all the features of your Bushnells, all your top dollar lasers, and you get them for a fraction of the price, and you get to take off another 10% by using coupon code DABOD. So look, why would you do it? Why would you do it? Why would you pay $600 for a rangefinder? If you want slope, they got it. If you want the thing to buzz to let you know you locked onto the pin, it's got it. You want the magnet already built in? You got it. You want scan mode?
And you can even learn to use it like Kyle has.
I've gotten so good at it. You want scan mode where you can flip it off of having to lock in on the target, and then you can just hold the button down, hit trees, bunkers, hazards, whatever. It's got it. So why would you pay that top dollar when you can get you a Blue Tees and look really good while you're doing it? They look good as well. Just aesthetically, they look good. Great carrying case, everything about them, we love them. They got Bluetooth speakers, they got all kinds of swag at their website, and you can take 10% off of all of it using coupon code DABBOD. Make sure to check them out, show them some love. Blue Tees rangefinders is where lasers start. Ben, what is going on? What is going on with Scottie Scheffler? What is going on?
Is he burnt out?
I raised this question. He didn't score a point.
No.
He had the meltdown in Atlanta. Hasn't really played great since like beginning of summer. Is it anything to be worried about? Or is this just sort of is it one of those things where, you know, you kind of set expectations way, way high and this is more of a reality? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that, yes, to answer your question, I do think that the expectations were set high with the Masters win, a couple of other wins throughout the year. He's been playing great golf. He's been like the guy to go to as far as the first of the year. And I think that he just slowed down and got burnt out. I'm still shocked, though. Because usually in these team atmosphere events where they can all talk to one another, rely on one another, they get the best care known to man. They're not stuck, you know, doing stuff that they probably shouldn't be doing when they're out on tour, just having to monitor themselves. It's more of a, hey, guys, there's more of a schedule. Like, hey, guys, we need to be here. We need to be here. Need you doing this. Need you doing that. Like, yeah. A lot of guys play better on team type events. Not to mention, it kind of takes them back to their roots. It's just like when they go back in college. I mean, everything has its place. Everything has a place where it needs to be. And so I really kind of expected him to come out and do really well in this. And so, yeah. And he had some time off, but he had a couple of weeks between Atlanta and here. So I thought, well, good. He's going to go hang out with the guys. Almost he's going to rest. And yeah. And he just stubbed his toe, man. He looked bad. He didn't hit any shots that were good.
No.
T-ball was terrible.
He was left, right, everywhere.
I texted you today, and I said, Scotty Scheffler's playing terrible. And he was 2 up, and I said that. He was 2 up when I texted you that. And I said, he is playing terrible. And then it just got worse from there.
Flex Seal got him.
Flex Seal got him. And so I don't know if it's he needs to take some time off and relax, rejuvenate, go on a vacation, spend some time. What do you say he does in spare time? He and his wife, they don't do social media stuff, so they play Scrabble. Maybe he needs to do some Scrabble tournaments with the wife.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And rejuvenate himself. But he he is going to if this is any indication of what his follow-up year is going to be from having such a great year, he's going to descend from number one rather quickly.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's not be just like complete wildly crazy. I mean, so he missed the cut at the PGA Championship, and then he tied for second at the U.S. Open. Then he missed two cuts, the Genesis and at the FedEx St. Jude. Then, but he did almost, I mean, he came in third at the BMW. But just, you know, you have a T21 at the Open. You missed two cuts. You straddle that with two missed cuts. You had the meltdown at the end of the Tour Championship. And then you have this outing. It's probably, I think maybe a little bit of it is expectations are just so high now, especially when you're number one golfer in the world. You won four times in like 3 months.
But I would say the pressure got to him, Kyle, but the pressure's been on him all year because he started out so hot at the first of the year.
No, that's true.
He's had a target on his back, because that's the thing is when you're sitting in the team room, all those guys are looking at you. Hey, bub, you're number one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like when we depend on you in scrambles to put a ball way out there 320 out in the middle of the fairway.
It's pressure. A lot of pressure.
I mean, it's.
I don't even know how he does it. We're basically the same person. I mean, I get it. It's tough. No, I'm hoping he bounces back, because other than how disheveled he looks in clothing and his off-the-rack Dick's outfit that he gets, his Nike outfits, he's fun to watch.
That's the problem. Maybe we overdressed him for this thing.
Some of the outfits look good. Those pullovers were terrible. Do we want to talk about our disagreement on the international team on, was it Saturday?
Oh, we can talk about it because you're wrong, and I have no problem talking about it.
I don't know. For whatever reason, the khaki slapped the right way with me. But when you had the vest with the white undershirt, I liked it. I don't know why.
You know that Adam Scott walked around with a Woody all day long, because this was
they his let him pick out green. A day. They let was, him pick out a day.
That was his day, and the fact that we have ripped him over and over, and Kyle sends me a text. He goes, kind of feeling the tan on tan. I was like, what the?
What are
no!
You? I don't know why I was.
You're not allowed to. Like, as much as we've ripped Adam Scott, you can't do that.
I was in on it. I don't know
speaking
why.
Of which, per our last pod too, speaking of dressing, and we weren't even going to go in this direction. I don't know who the sponsor was, clothing sponsor was. Patrick Cantlay, get their number. Like, your clothes actually fit you.
Doesn't Polo do it, maybe?
Maybe that's – get – I don't know, man. They hate JT. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't see any logos. And Billy Horschel's clothes weren't as tight as he wears on tour because he's a Polo guy. So yeah. I don't think it was Polo this time. I will say this, and it may be. Have to look it up. But Patrick Cantlay, have them send the check. You need this, ever who this is dressing them.
It did look good.
Drop your current sponsor and go with these guys. Your clothes fit you. You look good this week.
No, he did. A lot of the guys look good. I love some of the I like the baby blue mm-hmm. that they wore the one day. What they wore today looked really good. Team USA, that is.
What about the hats? You like the rope hats?
I like a rope hat, but I don't know, for some reason it didn't land with me very well. I don't know why. I can't it was just one of those things where I just looked at it and I was like, yeah.
Is it because of who wore it?
Yeah, some of the dudes don't have rope hat heads. I don't know. I just like Scotty Scheffler.
Davis Love's actually look good.
Yeah, Davis Love looks good and stuff like that. He was like wearing the high crown visor back before it was like really that cool.
Cam Young looked atrocious in his rope hat.
Yeah.
It looked like Elmer Fudd. It was bad.
It was so high.
And so then when tall. He turned like sideways, I was like, "Oh my gosh, somebody get him a lower hat! Like, what are we doing?"
No, I know. It was bad on a few guys. But we were joking about that. I said I was kind of dug the tan on town on Saturday.
What a bad take! That's
awesome. When you pair it with the white undershirt, I don't know, look clean to me. I may look into it.
It was better than day one where it was just black and gold. And I told that you, I said, man, what are we doing, international team? This is awful.
you can wear whatever you want to if you're the international team. Like, you don't have colors to go by. Like,
no.
You could literally have, like, the most elite of the elite people put outfits together for you and match it. But, like, that Thursday deal was terrible. That was so bad.
I think they have to stay away from the, what is it, baby blue and yellow that the Euros wear at Ryder Cup?
Maybe.
I don't think they're like, somebody said something about that. They're not allowed to go down that road. But how many colors are on a color palette that you could have picked something besides? Look, my high school was black and gold. I wore a ton of it growing up, so it doesn't bother me. But it still looked ugly on television. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It was awful.
Looks good on sports uniforms. Looks terrible on while you're golfers. Playing golf. Yeah. Terrible while you're playing golf. Let me tell you what doesn't look terrible while you're playing golf, and that's literally anything that you get at swannies.co. It doesn't matter if it's a polo like Ben's got on, a pullover, a hat, whatever, a t-shirt. Everything they have looks great, and you'll look great in it. Be sure to use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. Take 25% off every single order. I'm going to give you a little secret. I don't even think they want us to tell you about this. You can use that coupon code in the sale category.
Yes,
so go hit that sale category. Slap another 25% off on it. Thank us later. Just load up. They got cool stuff every now and then. Like, they do grab bags. Just got to be paying attention where they'll say, hey, let's just send you a surprise. Like, get this. We're going to send you a surprise. Three polos, two polos and a pullover, whatever.
And you get to use the discount code on that too, by the way.
Discount code on it. Do cool stuff like that. They do the subscription box. You'll see our unboxing here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, men, sometimes it's hard for us to make a step out, so they help you do it. They help you do it here. So they'll tell you what's cool. You just wear it, you'll feel good. So swannies.co, check them out. Don't forget to use the coupon code swannies.co. Life's a party, dress for it. Woo! How about that?
He just read that.
Yep. Just read that.
I'm slowly calling him out. He just read that.
Yep. Absolutely. Last thing we want to talk about before we wrap it up. I'm just going to say it. LIV Tour has killed the President's Cup. It sucks. The President's Cup absolutely sucked. It was not even fun. It was not really that fun to watch because, like, what fun is it to watch one of these things without Bryson, like, doing stupid stuff and hitting bombs? And what fun is it to watch DJ not just go dump truck people and then going up against Cam Smith and the different guys on that side? That always play so well. I mean, Leishman, all the different guys from the international team that aren't there anymore. Like, it just wasn't fun. Like, it just wasn't fun anymore. It wasn't fun. And I don't know if I was predisposed to thinking it was not going to be fun or if it was the day one, day two bludgeoning that made it feel not fun. But, like, it wasn't fun because a lot of the American guys that I like to watch play are not there. And, you know, I guess technically they kind of knew that going in when they made the decision. But boy, I would love to know the ratings when they come out. It has to be the worst viewed. I mean, I would say probably more people watched, maybe have watched the end of the Fortinet Championship than watched this. It was bad. It was bad. Today was the only day that was somewhat entertaining, and it was a disservice to Quail Hollow. Another thing, I don't think clearly, you know, they make a big deal about the captain for the President's Cup. That has to be like is that that big of an award? Or we've won 14 out of 16 or something like that, or 15 out of 18. They've only lost two of them. Like, is it that big of a deal? Like, is it that big of an honor? I don't know. Something's got to be done about the President's Cup. So go ahead. What am I dumb? Am I crazy? What?
I still enjoyed it. Let me just say, I 20% agree with you.
Okay.
I don't think it's done. I think it's going to be fine. I think that this is recency bias that you're a little pissed off because the LIV Tour has pulled some people. If you go through 4 years of LIV Tour, then you're going to get used to not seeing those players anyway. So I think you kind of get accustomed to. I understand that because I will say this. The one thing I didn't like about the Golf Channel they kept doing, and I'd mentioned this to you before, they kept talking about the LIV Tour, the international team suffering. You just mentioned it. I just rattled all. I just wrote down those names when you mentioned it, because there's two that I forgot about. DJ not there. Okay, so that hurt the Americans. Brooks not there. I'm sorry. Mm. He probably would have been a captain's pick even if he didn't have enough points, just because he's Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
And he's a great match play player. Bryson not there. Probably would have qualified to be there. Mr. America, Captain America, P. Reed. We hate him, but Fat Prick Reed does well in these competitions.
Didn't he get kind of screwed the last go around though?
At the Ryder Cup, they left him out.
At the Ryder Cup, so, he did. Yeah.
But
Will Zalatoris was hurt. Like, they keep pouring it on, like, the international team suffered because Cam Smith wasn't there and Mark Leishman. That's legit it. The Americans
were missing. Joaquin Niemann, maybe.
Maybe Joaquin Niemann.
Yeah.
Maybe. But that's the thing, is that maybe three players. The Americans were missing 6-7 players, either due to injury or due to live.
And not just players, like, they're top guys.
Yeah.
Like, top guys.
They're not just top guys. They're top guys in these sort of events, too.
Yes.
Like, these are what they live to play. So, no pun intended. But
Live. I got it. I didn't know where you're going with that.
But that's the thing is they kept poor mouth in the international team with international players leaving to go play live. I'm like, bro, the Americans would have, we think it was one-sided right now. If the Americans would have had their choice of who they wanted out of any tour out there, live, PGA, whatever, this was a one-sided event. I'm sorry. Like, that's what's hurting the President's Cup, the fact that they don't let Europeans play in it. If you're going to do an international team, then they should be able to pick and choose from some players from Europe. I'm sorry.
But then it ceases to be the President's Cup, though. And then you're kind of infringing on the Ryder Cup. I don't know. I get that.
But the thing is regardless of who went live and who played, this was an outmatched thing. And it's going to be that way moving forward. Like,
both
it's
of
not
them
gonna,
though are. The Ryder Cup and the European team and this is going to be. It's not going to,
at least the Euros have got Rory, John Rahm. You know, you got some of those guys that haven't gone anywhere, but still, for the most part, that's what made it suck. Not live, not people defecting. It made it suck because, contrary to what's happening on the LPGA Tour, on the PGA Tour, the Americans are rising and there are more and more American golfers that are playing way better than anybody else in the world right now. And I'm not trying to just toot the USA horn and all that. I'm being honest. Like, when you look at the players they had to choose, Will Zalatoris is a hot golfer right now, and he couldn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, how well would he have done if he'd have been completely healthy?
It'd have been, I mean, just that much more domination.
You know, DJ, undefeated.
Yeah.
He comes in, and then not to mention, you mentioned it, Spieth. He hadn't won shit in the last year and a half, and he just shows out, and he's an all-star this week.
Like, oh, yeah.
The Americans are head and shoulders right now above the rest of the world in the world of golf, and they need to get it straight.
I'm with you. I'm wondering how you can fix it without just doing the obvious and making it the PGA Tour versus the LIV Tour for the President's Cup. Could you go mixed? Could you do a mixed event with, like, women and men?
You had mentioned that, and I love that.
I think it'd be awesome.
I think Nelly Cordas of the world playing, the women's event that took place Sunday when we were recording, Ko ends up chipping in for Eagle 18 to take it to a playoff, and then she ends up losing the playoff. But still, like, I think that you find a way to make that work, a co event or co-ed event that's completely internet. Because I know I know people are going to say, well, then that takes away from the Solheim Cup, whatever. Like, you got the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. Like, stop doing this women versus men thing. Let's do what's fun for the people that are watching golf.
You got to save this thing. I'm telling you, people are not going to watch this. People will, especially next year when it's actually going to be hard to watch, when it's not in America. There's nobody's going to watch it. Nobody's going to go watch another 17
and a half. We have to watch it at 5 a.m. in order to see it.
No, and why? Like, why are you going to get up and watch a bludgeoning? Nobody's going to do it. They got to fix it. I'm worried that this event, it could be so fun. It could be so much more fun, but it just seems like it's sort of fading. And to me, it feels like it's fading. And maybe it could be recency bias, like you said, but
you're on to something though. The co-ed thing, I think you can implement what the Olympics does, where like they do in basketball in the Olympics, where you have to take two guys out of college to play. Maybe you take two of the collegiate golfers that play. One's American, one's international. I think there's ways to make this better that make it fun to watch and enjoyable that is better than the product that we got to see this weekend.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you. Last real quick take. Trevor Immelman with his LOL tweet that he thought was pretty sharp. You got anything to say about that? Where Greg Norman was like, good luck to the international team. This is the X amount of years anniversary of our win in 1998. Wishing you guys the best. And then Trevor Immelman just responded, LOL. He thought it was sharp. It was like, you know what was LOL was? Your team, like your
parents.
Yeah,
that's what LOL. Yeah, what it was. The way you aw shucks your way through the weekend. And if the Asians had not shown up, you would have just been completely screwed. That's what you need to be LOLing.
Yeah. Hey.
You better be glad Sungjae Im packed a suitcase. How about that? Yeah. LOL.
Exactly. And people are like, ooh, Trevor Immelman wins the President's Cup. Because they said LOL. Like,
no.
It's the dumbest thing. Like, people want it to be. Like, they want this thing to be. They want the PGA Tour to make a good move so bad that they're even stretching dumb tweets to make them sound better. So, whatever. Hey, I tell you what. I'm watching Tom Kim. Fun guy to watch. Tom Kim.
Yeah.
He gets fiery.
What is he? He's 20?
He's 20 years old. And he just went toe-to-toe with some dudes. Was fist pumping right in their face. It was good. So, Tom Kim, feather in the cap, watching you. Guys. Enjoy your kickoff to your week. We'll be back on Wednesday. Something's going to happen. You know, we know Mito Pieri is going to the Live. Maybe somebody else will defect. We got some stuff coming up. So, y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. This is episode 230 freaking one of Dad Bod Golf Pod. And we are
always stroking.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.